Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 13 to 15. Disobedience to God brings death. We read in 1 Kings chapter 13 verses 8 to 10 like this. But the man of God said to the king, "If you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came." So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. In 1 Kings chapter 13, we read the story of an unnamed man of God who traveled from Judah to Bethel to pronounce a prophecy to the ungodly king Jeroboam. We cannot get more specific details about this prophet except that he came by divine authority as he accurately predicted an event that took place 360 years later. His boldness and fortitude to stand and pronounce judgment before the king of Israel was remarkable. The two incidents that happened rapidly in close succession, the withering of King Jeroboam's hand and the altar splitting apart with the ashes pouring out, were truly dramatic. When King Jeroboam requested this man of God to pray for the healing and restoration, he did that and the king's hand was restored immediately. By all accounts, this young prophet was in the will of God and he was clearly told what he should not do after completing his ministry. He was not to eat bread or drink water in Bethel, and he was not to return back to Judah using the route that he had traveled. The young prophet obeyed God by refusing the reward that King Jeroboam offered as a bribe, and also took a different way to return to his hometown. However, we see some definite steps that led this fiery young prophet to an early death through disobedience. 1. Delay. This young prophet delayed in his return journey, and we read that the old deceitful prophet found him sitting under an oak. This act of delay allowed for the encounter with the old prophet. Our act of obedience to God should have no delays or looking back. Let us remember Lot's wife. 2. Deception. When the young prophet delayed in his obedience, he allowed himself to be deceived by the old prophet who was actually lying. 3. Disobedience. Instead of recalling the specific command of God and following it completely, the young prophet disobeyed God's word and went back with the old prophet to eat bread and drink water in his house. 4. Damnation. The old prophet showed his true color and intention only after the disobedience was complete. He cried out with passion as a result of his own guilt and due to the young prophet's approaching misery, and pronounced the ultimate death sentence as damnation. 5. Death. Just as the old prophet had cursed, the young prophet was killed by a lion on his return journey and was buried in the old prophet's tomb instead of his father's. This incident teaches us an important lesson that disobedience to God's word will result ultimately in death. Adam and Eve disobeyed God's word through Satan's deception, which resulted in their eternal death, that was separation from God's fellowship. We read in Romans chapter 6 verse 16 like this, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let us decide to obey God's word completely and without any delay, no matter what happens in our lives or who tells us otherwise.